As the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico continues to flow and soil Louisiana's coastline, Washington is asking how oil company BP should be held accountable and what should be done in future accidents. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski has introduced a bill to make sure BP follows through on its pledge to pay claims from the Deepwater Horizon accident. It would waive the liability cap. Democrats have proposed their own solutions, but so far none on either side have gained enough momentum to move forward. There's been a lot of talk of just how much money in liability costs companies like BP should pay. One proposal would dramatically raise the cap from $75 million to $10 billion. When Murkowski expressed criticism recently and said the number seems arbitrary, the backlash was intense. The senator says she does think the ceiling should be raised. She just wants to do it with intention.
If Congress decides to impose a strict and direct liability of an additional $10 billion on top of the unlimited cleanup and the unlimited lawsuits that can be brought about against responsible parties in state courts, I think we have to consider what the potential consequences might be. Will there be jobs lost, particularly in the Gulf Coast?
Murkowski called for a hearing held Tuesday to discuss the liability limits. She says while they figure out what to do in the future, BP should indeed be on the hook now, as the Obama administration has also said. The company has pledged repeatedly to pay all reasonable claims.
There has been some mischaracterization out there that BP is only going to be responsible for $75 million of the spill. Ms. Chairman, if I really thought that the federal government was going to protect companies that have billions of dollars in assets and then require that they only pay $75 million regardless of the ultimate costs and damages for the spill, with taxpayers and spill victims that could possibly then be hung out to dry, I would be the absolute first to introduce legislation to correct what would clearly be a flawed system.
The Obama administration says it's focused on future disasters and wants to get rid of any liability cap so that companies would have to fully pay. However, White House lawyers say they don't see a need to make it retroactive, since BP has already pledged the money. That drew an irate response from Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders.
What BP has said doesn't mean much. You may be the last person in America who trusts or believe what BP says. It doesn't matter. A year from now, the TV cameras will not be there. And some fisherman is going to have to go to court to try to get damages from BP, a multi-billion-dollar corporation. This guy doesn't stand the chance. Now is the moment. Do we lift the cap or do we not?
New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez is leading the charge to raise or throw out the liability cap. He asked Obama administration attorney Tom Perrelli about whether BP had made more than verbal promises.
Have they give you any written assurances that, in fact, they will be liable for above the $75 million cap?
I believe they've provided the written assurances that they provided to the cabinet secretary, Secretary Napolitano, and Secretary Salazar, and as you know, at least the chairman I know made such statements to some congressional committees.
I'd like to see if the department has a copy, or if not, Mr. Hayes, I'd like to see what was written. What's the nature of the language of BP's commitment? Because Exxon said all of these, many of these same things during the Exxon Valdez, and then they litigated all the way to the Supreme Court. It took 20 years, and individuals fell off along the way who were damaged simply because they could not sustain it.
Senator Murkowski maintains there should be different liability requirements for companies doing deep water drilling versus shallow drilling, like in Alaska, and for big or small companies. But she talked to reporters Tuesday afternoon about a trip she took to the Gulf Coast and says she understands the strong criticisms being lobbed at BP.
We flew over this spill yesterday. Anybody who flies over that and sees the devastation out there in the Gulf, who doesn't get angry at what has happened, has no emotion.
Murkowski went on to say if she felt like BP was backpedaling in terms of responsibility, she might sound harsher toward the company. But she says it's been clear about its intentions to pay. Despite that, only moments later, Murkowski introduced her legislation to make sure BP makes good on its promise. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.